The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with a familiar face. If you are a fan of the show, this is Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, one of our two pay traffic gurus. And today we wanted to jump into the difference between advertising on Google for paid ads and advertising on Facebook for paid ads. I think a lot of people say a bunch of crazy stuff like Google's too expensive. Facebook, my people aren't on Facebook. Or they'll, even worse, they'll try and just do the same ad or have the same landing page or the same everything and just be like, they're exactly the same. Paid traffic's paid traffic. And I don't know. You tell me, Jackson, those are the things I kind of want to get people wary of some landmines and give them the tools to use them effectively as they are.
Yeah. So the cool thing, I mean, the operation of both platforms is pretty similar, I guess you could say. They both run ads. You both spend money on them. However, the placement and the type of people and the people you'll get in front of is totally different, right? Because you think of Facebook, you see the ads on your feed. Facebook includes Instagram, whereas Google, you've got a wide plethora of where your ads can show. However, probably the biggest difference is on the Facebook side of things. That's like your, I don't want to say your cold audience, but you have the potential to get in front of people who don't necessarily know or are looking for cleaning services or whatever your service is, really. Facebook, you could see an ad for, I don't know, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And the whole point of that platform is to kind of, I want to say, open up the wound that people have. Like, you're reminding them, hey, wouldn't it be nice to have all this free time back in your days and your weekends? Wouldn't it be nice to spend more time with your family, not be cleaning? And then the person on the other end of the computer sees that and goes, oh, yeah, that's totally right. I spend 10 hours a weekend cleaning my kitchen. I want to change that. And then they go ahead and interact with the ad and hopefully go to your landing page and sign up or something like that. Versus Google, typically Google is the platform where people are actively searching for these things. They're actively putting in the search bar, cleaning service near me, maid service near me, home cleaning, commercial cleaning near me. And those people are the ones that know they want cleaning, have it in their mind. Hey, I want a cleaner. They might not know how much they want to spend or anything like that, but they're actively searching for those people. And so the difference between the ads there is you want it to look, you want to showcase your business as the best potential cleaning solution for them, because now you're competing against four or five other cleaning services, and they're going to pick the one that looks the most promising to them and gives them the most value on that initial ad right up front, versus Facebook side where you're trying to capture them and make them think about needing a cleaning service, even though they might not be thinking about it in that specific moment.
So let me kind of summarize the pros and cons I've heard for each, and then tell me if I missed anything, and we'll kind of talk about how to best navigate both of those platforms. So since you ended with Google, we'll start there. With Google, I hear the quality might be a little better, because if I'm searching best cleaning company in Phoenix, there's probably a good chance I'm looking for a cleaning company in Phoenix. So yeah. I don't have to do a lot of selling on the fact that you need cleaning, you want cleaning. They've already raised their hand and said, I'm ready to go. I like that. The downsides are not zero. One, that ad's probably gonna be more expensive because it's more targeted, right? Two, there's a finite amount of people, a very finite amount of people that are going to search for, A, you've got to know the words they're going to search, right? So if they're searching for best cleaning company in Phoenix, but really, or that's what you're paying for, but they're really searching for best maid service in Phoenix, or commercial cleaning or janitorial cleaning or facilities management. So you've got to kind of know what there is. But no matter, even if you nail the search terms, there's a finite amount. There might be dozens or hundreds, depending on the metropolis you're in, but that's it. You can't really, even if you dominated all of them, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to be number one on Google. Like, what the hell does that mean? For what term? Like, there's no such thing as number one on Google. Like, Google's the only one number one on Google. It's for what term or terms that you do. So there's kind of, that's the way you got to look at it. It might be a little more expensive, far less opportunity because you're completely constrained by people that are specifically typing the things that you've identified you want to talk to. Third, like Jackson said, is I see Google like the old yellow pages, right? You got to pay a bunch of money to be amongst a bunch of people, right? There's 9 different names and they're all competing and you're paying to be at the top, but the guy that got it for free, he's right below you, right? Like I don't love that, right? If I was going to try and date a girl, I've never done a speed dating thing because I don't want to be one dude of 20, right? I want to have a private conversation with that human being. I just think that's a better way to build a relationship. So that's the, but again, they're targeted, right? You don't have to do a lot of selling. If they Googled how to hire a cleaning company, there's a pretty good chance they're looking to hire a cleaning company, right? So that's Google. On the Facebook side, there's no intent. This dude's looking to see pictures of kittens or connect with his grandkids or whatever the heck he's got going on. So there's no intent, but the audience is infinite. And part of the reason I'm a big fan of Facebook, and please don't hear me knocking AdWords. I love AdWords. I just, you got to know the strengths and weaknesses, right? I'm not against hammers. They're not great for screwing things in. So the big thing with Facebook is a lot of people say the ridiculous thing. My people aren't on Facebook. Bull to the crap. What that could mean is I talked to a guy who said he's never on Facebook. Well, that A doesn't mean he's not on Facebook. It just means he says he's not on Facebook. B, yes, 100% of your clients aren't on Facebook, but if you had to just throw a rock and say, give me the one platform that's got the most of my clients, it's probably going to be Facebook. Like, even if that's only 30%, they're still freaking there, right? And Facebook's so big, even if you're like, well, I am property manager, so I go to BOMA, Building Owners Management Association. That's 100% of those people are my target audience. Yes, and there might be 31.5 of them in your state. Facebook's got 1 million people. You know what I'm saying? So even Facebook's 20% is still way bigger than anything else. So the thing with Facebook is the runway is so much bigger, right? There's just so many more people on Facebook than there are Google Ads. And it's much more of a, we're going to start this conversation just you and I, because your competitors probably aren't, competitors probably are on Google, right? Because it's pretty click whir. They understand the math of, if I'm searching best cleaning service in Philadelphia, you know, you got to compete with them for that. A lot aren't going to be on Facebook, or if they're on Facebook, they're going to do it wrong. So even though there's not as much intent, the ad's probably going to be cheaper. The click's probably going to be cheaper. There's probably going to be less competition, and there's probably going to be a much bigger universe you can talk to. So there's some big differences. All right. That said, in the time we've got, now that we kind of know the difference, what are the things that people can do right to differentiate, right? I'm assuming the big wrong one would be like, just do the same ad, the same funnel, you know, talking to them completely the same, even though the way they got there is completely different. Talk to us about, now that we know the difference, how we can use that to be successful on both platforms.
Yeah. So now that you like kind of understand what the Facebook people are doing versus what Google people are looking at, the flow of Facebook people is almost a lot less pushy, I guess you could say. Because there is no intent there initially, you have to build that intent. You have to build that value back into the ad. You have to build it back into the landing page and what you're giving them. Because you have to remember, they don't want it. They didn't want it. And they click the ad and now they have a little inkling of, oh, this does sound nice. Whatever your initial pain point was to bring them in, whatever that ad said, get my weekends back, stop cleaning after your dog, whatever that is.
Now, and just to be clear, when Jackson says they don't want it, we don't know that they want it. With Google, we have a pretty good idea they want it. We hope that they want it. That's just not what they're thinking about right now.
Yes,
so the cool thing with the ad is very few people, once you click the ad, they're not going to click in it like grow my cleaning company. There's not a lot of guys that don't have a cleaning company want to grow. They're clicking my ad, right? So even if, and you can target on Facebook, by the way, it's not as good as it used to be, but you can still say men, women, old, young, only in this zip code, only in this income level, only if they have an Amex card. Only, there's a lot of targeting you can do, but I would agree that hopefully they want it. We're not looking to try and convince people that don't want your services. They need to want them. We want to help people that want your service and don't know that they want it, or aren't thinking about the fact that they want it, bring that to top of mind. So I think once they click your ad, we're almost to the point with, we are with Google now. Like, if you have a good ad, they're not going to click on, you know, get your time back on your weekends, or, you know, stop cleaning your fridge instead of playing with your kids. They're not going to click on that with no interest in what you're saying. So just showing the ad on Google, you've got a good a good chance that they know it, but on Facebook, or that they're interested. And Facebook, you have no idea they're interested, but by the time they click, you got a pretty good inkling. If you've got a good ad, right? If your ad just like click here for a chance to win the lotto, well, we don't know anything about them, then they want to get rich quick. But if you have some sort of cleaning based ad or time freedom ad or spend more time with your kids ad and they click that, you know something about them. All right, continue, rant over.
Yeah. And so once they, on the Facebook side of things, once they get to the landing page, again, it needs to reiterate essentially why they clicked the ad in the first place. You don't want it to be so starkly different that they click the ad for one value add and then they get to the landing page and there's something completely different, because that's an immediate, you know, turn off red flag to people, as they'll see it as, this isn't really what I care about. This isn't what made me click the ad in the first place.
So two things on that before we go forward. One, many, if not most of the people that start with us, not finish with us, but start with us, their ad just goes to their website and they're not matching at all. Because how could your website possibly match your ad? I mean, I guess you could have one ad, right? What if your website's good? They're not typically, but if your website was good, then you could have an ad that matched your website, but then you're done. Typically on Facebook, you're going to need a lot of creative, a lot of different ads and hooks and things that you're throwing at them. So A, sending it to your website is probably not a good idea. B, when you say match your ad, how important is it the copy matches? So obviously if I say, get out of, you know, stop wasting your weekends cleaning, or, you know, stop having your boss yell at you because the cleaner's screwed up again. And then you go to your landing page is completely different. That's no good. So the copy, but what about the looks? How would you weight, like, you know, if the ad kind of looks clean and the main colors are blue and white, that the, you know, how much of it is looks and how much of it is copy when you say look the same?
I would definitely say probably 70%, in my opinion, 70%, I would want the importance, if I was weighting importance, the importance that the copy matches between the ad and the landing page, I would give it about a 70%, and that the looks match is about a 30%. You don't want it to be starkly different, because then sometimes, I mean, people, especially if you, I know some people serve older demographics, they see it as almost like something misleading, something scammy. If, say, for example, you got a clean ad picture and then your website is red and black or something like that, just something so starkly different, that that's important, but not as important the copy. I've seen it oftentimes where people have a call to action on the copy of the ad where it says, you know, sign up for a free cleaning this Friday, for example. And then the landing page either doesn't mention it at all, mm-hmm. or says something like sign up for 20% off, which completely is okay. You're confusing now. Now people don't know what offer they're getting and don't know, you don't know as the owner what they're actually signing up for. Do they want the free clean Friday? Do they want the 20% off? Do they want the free fridge clean? What? Everything has to be cohesive across the board. Otherwise, you confuse yourself, you confuse the customer, and then you'll get people calling you and you have no idea why they actually interacted with you in the first place, which then just is detrimental all the way down the line.
Well said, 1,000%. And I will say, agreed everything Jackson said. When you're in a funnel, one little tag on, then Jackson continue with what he was saying, is I would consider not in a funnel, just in terms of which is more important, copy or looks. I'd probably go 85% copy, 15% look. So obviously when we're matching ad to landing page, the look of it is more important. I think that 30% is probably about right. But I want all of you guys to hear, because a lot of times we work with people, they get so into how it looks, and that's all a ego thing. My family or my in-laws think it looks good and I'm a real business now. Who cares? If you're making money, that's a real business. So I just want to emphasize that match of ad look to landing page look, 30% important in a funnel. Just when you're dealing with anything that's not connected to anything, focus 85% of your time and attention on what the words that you're using, not the look and feel of it. All right, continue on the fine path you were going down, sir.
Yeah, I mean, essentially that's kind of the Facebook side of things. I can pivot to the Google like experience, I guess. So the cool, like we said about Google, people are actively searching for these, for cleaning services, for maid service, for commercial services, whatever it may be. And so when they click on your ad, that landing page should be a lot more, I guess, heavy hitting would be a good way to say it, or a lot more intentional, because you want these people to actually easily get in touch with you. You want them to be able to fill out a form, have your phone number available, and you want it to potentially have more information about what problems you're solving that they're, that they could be looking for. So I always think of commercial cleaning for this is typically, as a commercial cleaner, you know what areas people are signing up for most or what problem areas they need help with the office, you know, whether it be communication, floor cleaning, consistently showing up for stuff like that. So if you know these pain points, you want to highlight that in the landing page, because if someone's actively looking for new commercial cleaning, they come to your landing page, they see that you solve these issues by doing X, Y, and Z so that they can have a solution on the other end. That's really valuable to people. It's a lot more informative about what you do. There's a lot more, you know, copy, how you operate, that kind of stuff on the Google side, because again, these people know they want a service. They're probably looking between 2 to 3 other cleaning services, whether it be commercial or residential. And if you're able to give them, put your best foot forward, show them exactly what you offer, how you offer it, and they're able to get all that and get in touch with you easily, then that's a total winner, because they know what they're looking for. And if you're able to showcase what you do and how you solve their problems, then they'll convert for sure.
So yeah, I would say you can be a lot more direct on a cleaning company because you know what they want. Like if you go back to the dating analogy, if I met a girl online on a dating site, I can go right to, hey, let's get together, and I can kind of ask for a date right away because it's not weird. We're both on a dating site. That's the context we had. However, if we're all just at a party and there's a girl and I that struck up a conversation, that would be more like Facebook, right? Where it's, we're all just talking. And if I was like, hey, let's go on a date right away, it might work, but she'd probably be a little more comfortable if I was like, hey, I really enjoyed talking. Can I get your, you know, can I connect with you on Instagram, or, you know, can I text you, like some sort of, let's build the relationship as opposed to going right for the kind of call to action. And it could be the same girl. It's just the way that we met, context matters, right? She's at the party, not to get a date. She's at the party to enjoy meeting other people and whatever. But if she's on a dating site, she's looking to have a date, right? So with Google, they're looking to solve the problem they Googled, or they wouldn't have Googled it. When they're on Facebook, that may or may, they're kind of at a party just looking. And if they meet a nice person and, or they see something they like, they might want to go further on that. So, and you're exactly right. If I'm on a dating site, I might have to have, you know, it'd be weird if I was at a party and I'm like, I like long walks on the beach. Here's some pictures of me, you know, whatever. Here am I for like all the stuff that they, you know, I'm 6 foot tall. I'm like all the like stuff that you would ask on a dating site would be completely inappropriate in a conversation. Like, what are you doing? But it's expected on a website or on a dating site, because I'm competing with all the other guys out there. So I've kind of, just like Jackson said, I've got not only the right, but the expectation to put my best foot forward, because, you know, if I don't have a lot of good pictures and other guys do, she might date them. If, you know, my profile, I'm like, you know, I'm great. Well, some other guy's going to put a thoughtful response. And so is that, let me know if that makes sense. You can be more to the point, but because they're more at the buying stage, you've kind of got to, there's a little more competition. You've got to separate yourself than just buy my crap. Because they've got 3 other websites, 3 other tabs open saying buy my crap.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing is, when you're dating these days, you don't exchange phone numbers. You exchange like your Snapchat, I guess.
Dude, that's the new thing. Married 12 years. So yeah, as soon as I said, let me text you, I'm like, I better be dating an octogenarian, because that's the only one that's going to know what the heck I'm talking about. But
well, I see videos these days and they're like, oh, can I get your Snapchat? And I'm a young kid, I guess, but I don't even know what that is.
Snapchat was done. I thought it'd be on Insta. Like, can I follow you on Insta?
Oh, me too. But I guess I'm wrong. But anyway, side note, that was my tangent. You're 100% right. Is when you're driving people to Google, it's that experience is best foot forward for sure. You know what their intent is. You know what they're potentially looking for. And if you can showcase your solution to that, you know, still tying it into your pain points, still tying it into your value add, they're more likely to book with you or set up a call or fill out a forms, things like that.
So the last thing I'll say, and then I'll kind of let Jackson have his closing comments, is regardless if you're Google, Facebook, dating on a dating app, or meeting people in life, IRL, in real life at a party. I want to show I'm not completely 100. I'm only 70. If you talk about yourself, you're going to struggle. If you talk about them and their life dreams, you're going to do great. I forget, I think it's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I've shared this story before, but he talked about how he went on a date with a woman and came home and told his roommate, "That was the best conversationalist I've ever met. She's amazing." And they got married. And at the wedding, the roommate was curious. He asked the bride, "What did you say on that first date?" And she's like, "Why?" And he goes, "Well, he said you were the best conversationalist ever." And she laughed and laughed and laughed. And he's like, "What was so funny?" She's like, "I didn't say anything. I just asked him about himself. I literally just asked questions." So that's the exact same thing. The big mistake I see, whether, and this mistake will kill you on Google or Facebook, we are liked by the Better Business Bureau. We've been in business 20 years. We're a fast growing company. Our company name. That's the biggest turnoff in life, in business, and anything. Especially, God forbid, it's a Google ad and I'm talking about me and how great I am, and the two other tabs are talking about the prospect's problems and how painful they are. I have no shot. The good news is the vast majority, because all we do is coach, I know who your competition is. They're 100%. Even some of them might be listeners. Even some of you might be listeners and go, "I got it, Mike." And then you go to your website. Here's a quickie. Do an /you/your count. Most of you will be 5-1 /us/our company, your own company name that counts versus the words "you" or "your." So the difference would be, we don't cut corners, we clean them. We are the best cleaning company in town. Our people are trained, good looking, and would never do anything bad to your house. We. There wasn't a single thing about you. You are looking for someone who you can trust in your home. You demand trained people. You expect your people to treat your pets with respect. You're looking for a house that makes you feel amazing when you come in. So if you talk about you and what you want, buy my crap, $20 off, do this, do that, here's what I want. Best of luck to you. If you talk about them and their pain, you will get a response with the right people. So always talk about them and not who they are. You're a lady, you're a this, you're a whatever. That's fine. Some of that'll work, but their pain and how it's affecting their lives. All right, Jackson, I should give you the last word on anything and everything we've talked about so far today.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of hit the nail right on the head. It's people love to talk about themselves, and it's a struggle both personally and in businesses. So, and oftentimes I get asked this question a lot. It's like, well, how do I talk about what I do without talking about myself? There are certain instances where you can transform talking about yourself into talking about them. And that's the "so that" statement, basically. That's like the best way to talk about yourself is you do X so that they can have whatever solution it is, so that they can have better communication, so that they can have their value at the end. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the easiest way to actually transform that and take it away from me to back to them. And so I think, to kind of close this out, a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, what do I do? Like, what do I start with? Or how do I get going? I don't know what's going to work for you guys. Nobody knows what's going to work right off the bat. We have to test it out and we have to see what happens. And always my suggestion immediately is to start testing some Facebook ads, start testing that Facebook targeting. Go watch some of Jared's videos on how to do Facebook really well. Go watch some of my other videos on how to do Facebook well. Get some simple Google ads running. It's a very easy walkthrough solution for you to get your name out there so people can find you pretty easily. And you can do this all for very cheap, very affordable, and you can start getting information on, oh, I know what people want to look at. I know what pictures they like. I know, are they relating back to the family picture or the clean house picture? Are they relating back to this offer or that offer? And once you start collecting that information, you can start really pumping out some great ads that can bring you in some customers. So pretty quickly too, I will say, within a couple of weeks, you'll have a good understanding of, hey, I know what I think I should do. I've tested it out. I've gotten X response. And if I change it, I can get Y response and I can increase by 10, 20%. So get to testing, have some fun with it. And remember, it's all about them. It's not about you. Nobody cares about you.
Sadly true. We care about you, but yes, your prospective clients probably don't. All right. That said, I just want to chime in and agree with what Jackson said. I think one of the bigger mistakes I see is people put up an ad, quote unquote, it doesn't work. And they go, Facebook doesn't work or Google doesn't work. It is okay for the first, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Jackson, couple $100, maybe up to 1,000, ideally not, but even if it was 1,000, if you get really good data, okay? Yeah. So you think, I got nothing. I spent $400 and I got nothing. Well, that's up to you what you get. That's like going, I paid $30,000 for college. I didn't go to any classes. I didn't take any, you know, I just memorized everything for the test, but I didn't really absorb any of it. And it, college is no good. You will get data, right? If you spend a bunch of stuff and nobody clicks, you know what people don't want. If you find them, they click, but they don't sign up for whatever your offer is. You know, the ad was good, but the offer is no good. If they sign up for your offer, but then don't follow through. See, there's a treasure trove of knowledge, right? So you, it is okay to spend a couple $100 on your Google or Facebook education. It's not okay to waste that money and not learn, right? You can spend thousands of dollars on Facebook and get no results and learn nothing. If you're a little more shrewd about it, you can at least get data. And like Jackson said, test different stuff. We're really good at this stuff. I don't know. You tell me, what percentage of your ads would you say hit right off the bat first thing if you just tested one? If I said today, you get to run one ad, it's got to work. What percentage chance you think it would, and you've been, this is all you do every day, all day for your professional life.
2%, maybe 1%. Okay. Very rarely do they ever hit on the first try. If I could make that happen, I would be like a genie. Honestly, it just doesn't happen. Anybody that claims that it does is wrong, is lying. Yeah. They're snake oil salesmen.
So beautiful thing. I want to encourage you, if Jackson, who does this and has made millions of dollars for us and our clients on Facebook, if his hit rate that is that low, first thing with the whatever, and you expect yours to be 100%, that's not a fair standard. All right, guys, gals, there's so much more we could talk about on this. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com, 800 podcasts and videos. I would start with the free on-demand training. If you wait till the outro, you can get a text and say hello to me. We have a whole team here to help you grow your cleaning company. Check it out now, GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.